Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy for Cosmic Love, November 20th, 2010. The subject today is great changes coming upon the Earth. Now, this presentation, like other presentations I've done before, is a multimedia presentation. You can be listening to the show, and you can open another window in your browser, the internet browser, and you can read along with me the links I provide and go into, have graphics, and the graphics basically provide frames of reference for what I'm discussing. So today I'm discussing major systemic change that's now accelerating on the Earth. And this is an urgent alert message to those of the light who have discernment as the first gift of the Holy Spirit. And it's urgent for reasons that we'll be discussing, these systemic changes. Basically, the context is the light of the galactic center, our galaxy, our Milky Way galaxy, is aligning with Earth as our solar system crosses the galactic plane over this next year. Now, this is referred to as the end of time as we may know it, according to the Mayan calendar end date. And there's a link on that. You can go into that, the Mayan calendar end date, just as you can go into that urgent alert message, which is the larger context of what I'm discussing here on the Cosmic Love homepage. Excuse me. So what we have is billions of star systems in our Milky Way galaxy. This is our home. This is where we live. And our Milky Way has a great central sun at the heart of it. And our solar system cycles into alignment with the galactic plane with the precession of the equinoxes every 25,800 years. And that great cycle alignment is now happening again over this next year. Now, I provided a picture with the link in the urgent alert message and on the Cosmic Love webpage of the Sombrero Galaxy, which is what our Milky Way galaxy would look like from space, outer space, not the inner space where our Earth vantage point looking at the Milky Way. It's above us and around us, and it's rather amorphous from our perspective. But from out in space, this graphic of the Sombrero Galaxy is what most of the galaxies of our universe as we know it looks like. And it has a galactic plane with billions of star systems with a great central sun at the heart of it. So we're in for, over this next year, with this energetic alignment, you might say, of billions of star systems and the alignment of our solar system as it passes through this galactic plane in this procession, this 25,800-year procession of the equinoxes. This great cycle alignment is now happening, again, over this next year, according to the leading experts on the Mayan calendar end date and the Mayan calendar system of time measurement of cycles within cycles as we know it. So there is a big shift in the collective consciousness and the collective conscience of global humanity. And this shift is a natural consequence of the galactic energy shift that's morphing the source code in our DNA and the actual processes of consciousness in each one's brain, as well as social consciousness in our new social networks. This is the source code for unity conscience. We're hearing a lot about unity conscience these days, at least a lot of those who have been looking at the websites regarding the unity convergence with the Mayan calendar, the phenomena that's happening with a shift in consciousness. And you might say that the global evolution, revolution in higher unity conscience is accelerating. The mass awakening of latent light bearers, who are those of the light who have pure intention for more light. And I say latent light bearers. It's like a latent image that you expose and develop with photography. You expose the negative, and then you process the negative, and then you create a positive. This was all before digital photography. But the process of creating a negative to create a positive and exposing and developing the positive, using light in the process to develop a good image. And you might say latent light bearers are in the process of creating a good self-image, being the image and likeness of the creator. And source code for creation is what we're discussing in this show. And like I say, it's kind of a multimedia show. We're going to go into some links that explain in detail specifics of the processes of consciousness and how this, the way we process information, the way we process images, you might say, the way we process light, consciousness, how that involves and evolves our individual and collective consciousness, the process itself, is what is defining, you might say, a new common sense evolution, revolution, or a revolution in higher consciousness. With a new unity conscience, as we'll define, refine, combine, and shine more light as conscientious unity in our diversity. So these are interesting times. And the best overview I have is that urgent alert message and how urgent these times are. If it's true that we're in the final grand finale climax year of the Mayan calendar, what does that mean? You know, what does this end date mean? And I provide links on that end date that's in-depth from this leading authority on the Mayan calendar, Carl Johan Kalman, a Swedish PhD who has been way ahead of most of the speakers and, so to speak, experts on 2012. And he is the one who has really been very prescient in defining these archetypal symbols and glyphs in the Mayan calendar. And over the years, you might say, bringing light to dark places, understanding to this arcane understanding of the Mayan calendar and how, in God's name, this civilization, or you might say the leading shaman, visionary leaders, mystics back then, how did they bring forth this understanding of cycles within cycles, these great cycles, these small cycles, all converging at this time? And clearly, if you get the astrophysics of all this, is that there's something going on with the energetics of our solar system as never before in history. And the link, the urgent alert link, if you read that, and the, excuse me, in the follow-up article, you'll see that these are indeed urgent times. So a little bit of a focus on this understanding of the timeline through this next year. If you click on the Mayan calendar link that's in that article and on the web page, the Cosmic Love web page, you'll see that Carl Johan Kalman has an extraordinary background. He has a PhD in physical biology from the University of Stockholm, and he's cited around 1,500 times in the scientific literature. He has been a senior researcher of environmental health at the University of Washington in Seattle, and he served as a cancer expert for the World Health Organization. With his Solving the Greatest Mystery of Our Time, the Mayan Calendar, one of his books, he initiated the evidence-based study of the Mayan calendar, which was followed by the Mayan calendar, you know, his book called The Mayan Calendar and the Transformation of Consciousness. And he has a new book coming out called The Purposeful Universe. And the forthcoming book, for the first time, describes the physical reality of the Tree of Life and presents the first complete alternative to Darwinism in 150 years. So this guy is a big picture thinker, visionary, and he has a very interesting explanation of the Mayan calendar as a frame of reference for nonlinear time and he explains the difference between linear time and nonlinear time. The Mayan calendar expresses an entirely different kind of time than other calendars. Most calendars, such as the Gregorian, Muslim, Buddhist, or Jewish calendars, are based on astronomical cycles, and they reflect continuous time. They describe measurable mechanistic time or mechanic time. The aspect of time that the Greek would call chronos, which is also the only one that is recognized in the modern world. That's the system of time, chronological time, that we know of. But since astronomical cycles, whether they are cycles of the moon, the earth, or the precessional cycle, the precession of the equinox, will continue over the next billions of years or so, there is, however, no reason that calendars based on them should ever come to an end. In other words, he's making the point that in the concept of linear time, there is no time, end of time. But since the Mayan calendar, however, has an end date, this must obviously be based on another type of time than mechanical or mechanistic time. And its end date must be discussed against the background of consciousness-based time, what the Greek would call kairos instead of chronos. And so we must ask, what would be the origin of this? And this is what Kalaman goes into, explaining this concept of non-linear time that we're moving into from a linear concept of time. And really, he's talking about, if you read this in-depth article, he's talking about a shift in consciousness of how we perceive time. And I've got into the subject over the years on how there's different ways to perceive time. There was an article I read back in about 1974 from Readings in Psychology Today. Now, that was written by proteges of Carl Jung. And these four proteges of Carl Jung gave insight on the four different archetypal ways of perceiving time. One of them is, of course, linear time. And linear time perceives time chronologically from past through the present into the future. And then they have one of the experts, and one of the ways, archetypal ways, I mean, it's the mental people, or people that in the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical archetypes, in other words, the four archetypal ways of thinking that Jung talks about. One of them is the linear sense of time of the mental body. There's an also way of perceiving time from the emotional archetype, people that their dominant archetypal way of perceiving time is emotionally rather than mentally. They perceive time in terms from the past to the present, the emotional hooks from the present as resonates from the past as resonate in the present. And we all have these four aspects of way of perceiving time. Another way of perceiving time are the intuitives of the four archetypes that Jung refers to. And the intuitives see the present in terms of the future now. They have future vision. And they just have a knowing in the present of what's going to happen in the future. And there are people that's the predominant way of perceiving reality, the intuitives. Then there's also another way of perceiving time in terms of the thinking, feeling, sensing, and knowing. The sensing or sensual archetype has a fully present momentum or attainment of perceiving time in the now, with little depth of field in the past or the future. Everything is the sensation of the now is their preferred way of perceiving time. So they're archetypal ways of perceiving time. And these four archetypes are integrated in all of us in different ways. Most of us tend to see time in one way or the other. And as the veil thins, you might say, on this 2011 timeline through this next year, there's a lot of people that are getting their dominant way of perceiving time is becoming more open to other ways of perceiving time. Now, this is kind of an abstract subject, and the idea of this presentation is to make the abstract simple, so to speak. So this is a call-in show. Now, people can call in if they have questions, would like to go into more in-depth and different aspects of this. So I'm going to make a statement, though, at this point before I get into the details of the material that orients this concept of the timeline and how we perceive time and conscious evolution in the process. I want to make reference to the last three shows that I've had on cosmic love. For listeners, or those if you haven't listened to those shows, you can look at the archives for the last three shows on the Cosmic Love webpage if you click on the archives button. And those three shows, one was on crop circles, one was on UFO disclosure, and the last one was Planet X. And these were by leading experts on these subjects. I had interviews with them. And you can read about those shows on the archives page, and you can listen to those archives for a modest subscription fee on BBS Radio. So in this show, I'm wearing a different hat, you might say. I'm my Christos Lightweaver hat. Now, if you open a different window in your internet browser and click on the link for Christos Lightweaver on the Cosmic Love webpage for this show, you will see the other dimension of myself, you might say, one of my multiple personalities. And this is what I reference when I do shows like this, my Christos Lightweaver, my higher self, real self, I'd like to think of. I'm providing a multimedia presentation. And as I mentioned on the introductory wrap on the Cosmic Love homepage, that plays in the background if you have your speakers on when you come to the homepage. As I mentioned on that wrap, this is a course in higher consciousness, and so I give these multimedia presentations every once in a while. As I said, you can go to the Cosmic Love webpage, and in this case, in this show, you can click on that link in the copy that says "Shift Happens." Now, I didn't say "shit happens," I said "shift happens," and and ideally, the shift that happens is a good shift, and this is what we're talking about today. It's not what happens, it's what you make of it. And if a picture is worth 10,000 words, a multimedia presentation or a movie can be worth far more. So when you click on that link, Shift Happens, you'll provide several YouTube video links. And if you watch those links, you can get and listen to those links and watch them. You can get an exceptional overview of what's coming on this 2011 timeline to zero point, the nonlinear end of linear time as we've known it over this next year. If this is correct, that the Mayan calendar end date is truly by the end of 2011. So I provide links with these YouTube videos. One of them, the first one, has more than 2 million views. The second one has 500,000 views, and the third one has about 400,000 views. And the point is, if you listen to these videos, you can get a better understanding that these timeline predictions for 2011, on these web pages, they reference 2012. But what I'm saying is these timeline predictions in these videos may be off about a year, since there's good evidence that the correct end date of the Mayan calendar is 2011, as you can read at the link I provide there on this big shift. If you go to this big shift link, I provide another link on the end date of the Mayan calendar, which I referenced before. So the summary that I provide here is really an overview of the course material for this show, you might say. It's really an overview for the archetypal principles behind the source code, you might say. That's what I refer to source code. What's going on in the holographic universe, the all-connected universe? The holographic universe is an understanding of cosmic law that frames the universe, the fractal universe, the order of the universe, and a frame of reference, you might say, for higher consciousness, God consciousness, God love consciousness, cosmic consciousness. It's referred to a lot of things, but the concept of there is a higher consciousness, and there is a difference between linear time and nonlinear time. And this corresponds to a shift from the left brain dominance, which we see in Western civilization, and the shift towards a right brain, to more of a right brain influence. And this is the shift from patriarchal ownership and control values to more matriarchal community and cooperation values. And as this linear consciousness shifts to nonlinear conscience with a capital C, the shift from prevailing letter of the law, the letter of the law, proceeds to the spirit of the law, a spherical spirit of love as a frequency, as in frequently. And with this shift from, you might say, the linear to the nonlinear, we'll also see a new synergy of checks and balances. And this is the trinity, you might say, the triangulation of linear and nonlinear consciousness to a whole new creation. And this new creation is what we're all about. It's what's going on with co-creation now, you might say, between the human and the human mind and the divine heart. When I say it's a creative learning process, it's how we are co-creators. The idea of on earth as in heaven is really as within as without. How this kingdom of heaven is within us, and the kingdom conscience is what's matriculating the matrix of reality at this time in cosmic history over this next year. So I'm discussing something that has been inscrutable. It's difficult to explain without exquisite metaphors, and the metaphors I'm choosing here is pure geometry, frames of reference for the processes of consciousness. How the law of the angles of God frames, God is the geometry of divinity, geometrically ordered divinity, how that frames the language of the angels of love. So I've provided graphics with this on the pages that correspond to the different links that I'm reading through. And I wanted to come back to this paragraph after shift happens on the homepage, where it says, "The big shift in the collective conscience of global humanity is a natural consequence of the galactic energy shift that's morphing the source code in our DNA and the actual processes of consciousness in each one's brain, as well as social consciousness in our new social networks. This is the source code for unity conscience." Now, I'm emphasizing that because I'm going to the link on that now, and you can read along if you go to that link, because this subject of linking the light of consciousness on this 2011 timeline for full-spectrum conscience, this is a subject that gets into more of an understanding of, you might say, God consciousness, unity conscience, love consciousness, the understanding of the law of the angles of God as it relates to the language of the angels of love. In other words, the order of the universe in form and frequency, as in frequently. And again, I'm playing with words. I'm going to play a lot more. As you look at the graphics, you can get more of a sense of what I'm talking about. We're really talking about with these four archetypal ways of perceiving time. We're also talking about four archetypal ways of processing consciousness. We're talking about the linear consciousness with visualization, the nonlinear consciousness with mediation. You might say the L in visualization, if you look at the graphics in the love model, the L has a small O in it. It has limited spherical consciousness, whereas the large O in the love model as corresponds to mediation. It's the whole O. It's the larger O. It's the whole system's spherical consciousness, nonlinear consciousness, that is inscrutable to left brain lockstep letter of the law in the L. That's the letter of the law, the L in excess. Now, you might say everyone has higher mind and lower mind, has a higher mental body and a lower mental body. The higher mental body reflects, you might say, the highest spherical consciousness. It has a logos or a logic that represents, you might say, the mind of God as the order of the universe. The lower mental body tends to be compartmentalized. So the value of compartmentalization is people can become specialists, but if they become over-specialized, they become under-adaptable to the holy whole. So the letter of the law killeth the spirit of the law. In other words, the lockstep linear left brain letter of the law in excess, and I make that point, is a weakness as far as spherical consciousness. And in the other extreme, people whose minds are so open intuitively, they can, in excess, it can lack, you might say, the letter of the law. The expression, if your mind's too open, your brains can fall out. But the concept there, as far as the balance, is concentration. So you have visualization, you have mediation, and you have concentration. And concentration is like cooperation. It's the best of both worlds with visualization and mediation. And real synergy in terms of concentration is greater than the sum of the parts. It's like the Holy Trinity, thesis, antithesis, and synthesis along more enlightened lines. Again, the best of both worlds of the linear and the nonlinear is the logos of the law of God, and the spirit of holy compassion, the spirit of the law. So that's the balance, the checks and balances of the L and the O at the highest level. Now, this process of visualization, mediation, and concentration, in a larger sense, is holistic integration. It's all four ways of perceiving time. It's looking at time in a linear sense. It's looking at it in a nonlinear sense in terms of no time. It's the different ways of perceiving time that I mentioned about Jung and this understanding of four archetypal ways of perceiving time. We all have those four archetypal ways of perceiving reality and perceiving time within us, and integration, holistic integration, when we're individualized, according to Jung, this concept of individualization, we have ability to know which to be when. We have, you might say, free will control over how we will perceive time, and how we will process time is how we will process consciousness. So to provide, you might say, a meditation on this process, understanding mediation as a meditation for culturing non-duality unity conscience, I've gone through a series of orientation here in this page that provides, you might say, course material that you can read along with and go into in depth for understanding of this archetypal way of looking at a global reformation. And this is through, you might say, a marriage, unity and diversity with the divine prime directive at this time. And that would be a moral compass. And it's as if a marriage between heaven and earth, spirit and matter, is in the process of giving birth to something new and wonderful. And this marriage, this unity and diversity with the divine prime directive, a moral compass, is at the heart of global reformation. Now, you can say that the heart of global reformation is the frequency of holy compassion. And in terms of the movement that is now culturing social conscience in our ubiquitous social networks, you know, the internet, we're talking about mass-to-mass telecom. Now, you can click on the links that I provided here, and it goes more into detail regarding these metaphors of unity and diversity, moral compass, the concept of a moral compass for global civilization, and how this can be cultured for global reformation at the heart of mass-to-mass telecom, mass-to-mass telecommunications, for telecom unity, TLC unity, for telecommerce, for telecare health, all these different dimensions of TLC and all our social, political, and economic institutions. This is a vision of virtue for the victory, you might say, of global revolution, evolution. And one of the ways to understand these frames of reference for this big shift is the L, again, the O, the V, and the E in the love model. These archetypal ways of L, linear, left brain logic, logos, the principle of father, the father principle, patriarchal values, and the L. And there's a link there, a 3D space frame for evaluation. And this goes into the concept of how the left brain, the linear logical left brain, it's a guy thing for a lot, you know, this is what a lot of techno-loving geeks love to get into, this understanding of a space frame with evaluation criteria for mass-to-mass telecom. And there's a link there. Now, this concept of the O as mother, divine mother, the principle of divine mother, and nonlinear right brain intuition is the frequency of holiness, wholeness as holiness in time. So you have 3D space frame and a frequency in time, the L and the O. And the V is the co-creation, the marriage of L and O, which is the love frequency at the heart of global telecom, global TLC. It's the love frequency of co-creation at the heart of left brain, right brain switching, you might say. It's like that frequency of that energy of creativity that checks and balances the best of both worlds. And this is a process of consciousness between the hemispheres of the brain, as well as the merging of East and West with the internet, and what's going on with global consciousness at this point of global, at this point of the big shift in global energies over this next year. And you're seeing this, all kinds of amazing things coming out in social networks. Those who do a lot of social networking, it's amazing. The YouTube videos and discussion that's going on along subjects that deal with this understanding of our universe and our role within it and how we are in the universe and the universe is in us. So if you're on that link page I provided on the regarding the meditation, and this is the link, I'm going to go back to the Cosmic Love webpage. This is the link on the Cosmic Love webpage for this show regarding how this is the source code for unity conscience. And again, what we're talking about with this source code is this global, the source code for a global evolution, revolution, and higher conscience that is accelerating the mass awakening of latent light bearers, those of the light who have pure intention for more light. And this new relationship with source, with this source code, is really referencing the pure intention which pays attention to a new common sense revolution as evolutionary ascension, with a new unity conscience as will define, refine, combine, and shine our conscientious common sense, more light, more consciousness as conscientious unity in our diversity. So, again, I'm being metaphoric. These concepts do not come easily to the left brain, and but the graphics that I provide and the links that I provide on that page, the source code for Unity Conscience, gives some frames of reference and some more in-depth metaphoric understanding of this process of consciousness that is going mainstream within individuals worldwide. This is a grassroots, you might say a netroots revolution. It's a revolution over in social networks where more people are awakening to the all-connected principle of the family of man right now. This concept of we're all in this together, and that we have ways to network, to create more awareness in our social networks, and we have the ability to co-create and to recreate and to reform our social, political, and economic institutions, and specifically with the opportunity we have with the internet itself and the evolution in our social networks with a new social consciousness. And this process, as I go into on the webpage, this process is a way of involving and evolving our perceptions of time from a multiple perspective, multidimensional understanding of time. And that frame of reference is the love model, and it goes into this. The principle, again, of loving father and loving mother, the L and the O, excuse me, and how that creates a new synthesis. And you might say that marriage of L and O provides a new integration, and the offspring of that integration is a new synergy. The offspring, you might say, of these components to the capstone is the capstone. It's the five-dimensional consciousness from the L, O, and V, and E, graphically, the love model, the synergy of the L, O, and V, and the E, the square with the cross and the circle at the center. The whole point is the cross-referencing of these first three points with a whole which is to create a whole which is greater than the sum of the parts. And you can go through the graphic and the explanation and the links that are on this page, linking the light on the 2010-2011 timeline. You can go through this at your own speed, in your own way, reading the graphics and realizing that this pure geometry frame of reference for the components to the capstone conscience, higher conscience, is a process. And the more you become involved with the process, the more you involve and evolve your consciousness of how you are conscious. And it's the best way to understand this is through explicit metaphor, modern-day parables that provide parallels with pure geometric thought forms to definitive processes of consciousness, linear consciousness, nonlinear consciousness, creative consciousness, the synergy of the first two processes, and wholly individualized, integrated consciousness that is more conscious of how you are conscious. So the whole point of this movement from linear to nonlinear, from patriarchal values to matriarchal communication and cooperation values in the global consciousness is really the healing process, or the golden age timeline that's sometimes referred to. And the golden rule law language, of course, for every golden age is universal law, cosmic law. And in this frame of reference, it's the love model. And the pure geometry frames of reference, the law of the angles of God, frame the language of the angels of love, the frequency of holy compassion. And this is what we're moving to, or this is the movement, you might say, for light bearers, light workers, light weavers, those who basically have pure intention for more light of a more enlightened nature. So, love in form and frequency. I go through again this in the evolution of this article on linking the light. This article on meditation as mediation for culturing non-duality, unity, conscience. As you go through that, the frames of reference are all related. Every one of the archetypes in the L, O, V, and E model have a reference to this unity in diversity and unity consciousness and the understanding of atonement as at-one-ment. And heart-wise at the heart of heartware. If you click on heartware, you go into a link explaining how an interactive interface for mass-to-mass telecommunications can involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness for a revolution in higher conscience. And this conscience is the zero point on the 2011 millennial timeline. It's the zero point is the end of time as we have known it. And that's the difference between Kairos and Chronos. In the Mayan calendar, referring to the end of time because it's the end of linear time as we have known it because we're coming into nonlinear time. Time is nonlinear omnipresent time, the fullness of time in the present. You might say the at-one-ment gift or the oneness gift or the atonement gift as the present, as the gift, the fully present now gift. And this is also the spherical conscience, this nonlinear spherical conscience at the heart of the vision of interactive telecom. And there's a link there, the vision of interactive telecom, where you can go into a vision of how mass-to-mass telecommunications, with the origination of YouTube videos and the mass evaluation of presentations, multimedia presentations that speak for themselves, that process, how that can involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness, and how that works, what that looks like. And that link goes into that. So this is a visionary feast, you might say, for people that are more into the technological, how our tools and processes on the internet and social media networks, how they can be utilized to culture conscience, a spherical conscience, you might say a common sense, public town hall meetings, whereby we can all get together to cuss and discuss and involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness to culture higher conscience. So that concept, there's a link there. You can read about that. And ultimately, this spherical consciousness, this nonlinear consciousness, this omnipresent, fully present, a now consciousness, this way of perceiving time in all four dimensions of consciousness, all four ways of perceiving time, is really an integration of a pure intention and focused attention for our evolutionary ascension. And this concept of evolutionary ascension of the soul, of civilization, is provided at that link. So, no one's called in, and that's fine yet. If anyone does have a question, I'd like to call in, taking calls. Otherwise, I'm going to go ahead with this meditation for this mediation, kind of a meditation summary for the show today, for the lesson in higher conscience, you might say. So in the process of this meditation, Get comfortable in your chair and picture yourself, as you close your eyes, picture yourself at a high elevation wilderness lake with mountains rising around you. It's a clear day with no wind, and the lake is like a looking glass. And as you look down at the mirror-like surface of the still waters, you see the perfect image of the mountains and the heavens. You see the high ground, the mountaintops, and you have blue sky inspiration, with the blue sky reflected, as above, so below. And when you shift your gaze a little as you look down into the lake, you notice that you can see down to the bottom along the shore, and you can see fish swimming calmly like thoughts in your mind. Just below the surface of your prevailing reflective consciousness, as within, so with all. And then the wind comes up, the still water is disturbed, energy and motion, emotion, disrupts any reflection of the subsurface subconscious or the heavens reflection. The light of vision loses its depth of field in time and space. Waters of the emotional body are muddied by turbulence. And so it is with the three dimensions of consciousness. The light of the infinite and eternal mind and heart of divine love is the white light that goes through the prism of consciousness and refraction to all the colors of the rainbow in the here and now. The white light from above is the scale from upper to lower brain, from the crown chakra to the recesses of the reptilian brain. The full spectrum of light is the scale from the left brain to the right brain, from the linear logic of reason to nonlinear intuition as a feeling. The depth of field in your shift of focus from forebrain to rear brain is the scale from foresight as future vision to hindsight of the past. Again, we're talking about the ways we perceive time. These three dimensions in time from moment to moment frame a holographic, holistic holographic picture within your holodeck, the genesis of 5D conscience in your whole brain. Your whole brain is like a holodeck, a three-dimensional holodeck. And we're all holographic chips off the mind of the divine. As we become more conscious of how we are conscious, we define, refine, combine, and shine more of the divine. This is the prime directive on the 2011 timeline to zero point. This is the revolution of higher conscience and heart and mind. And as the planetary shift of energies now comes into galactic alignment, the true end date, the Mayan calendar in 2011, it's the end of left brain lockstep linear letter of the law as we have known it. We're moving into a more holistic, nonlinear, non-duality sense of time that naturally resonates with a higher whole, holistic, or otherwise holy conscience. As Terence McKenna, one of the gurus of this big shift movement, quantum shift movement, once said, our minds will unite like the fragments of a hologram. And if you think about this, to know thyself, as Socrates said, is the beginning of wisdom. And to know thyself in the image and likeness of the holy whole, the holographic universe, the mind of God, love, etc., this is the fulfillment of wisdom with the power of love. Man can harness the winds, the waves, and the tides, but when he can harness the power of love, then for the second time in the history of the world, man will have discovered fire. That's a quote from Teilhard de Chardin. So that's a meditation that gives a little bit of orientation. Seth, I'm going to have you continue this meditation with that the end file, the meditation for cosmic love. So, Seth, if you're listening, if you could cue that up, I'll be doing a wrap at this time. I want to thank everyone for listening to Cosmic Love. As I said, everyone can go ahead and consider this material at your own speed. You can forward the link to this homepage onto others. They can go through this multimedia presentation and get a feeling for how this works. We'll be doing this more in the future. You can read along. You can go back at your own speed as you listen to the show and in the replays. For understanding of these frames of reference, the law of the angles of God, geometrically ordered divinity, as it relates to the language of the angels of love, or better nature. So thank you for listening to the show, and we'll go into this meditation now. So happy trails, everyone. We'll look forward to another show here in a couple weeks, and keep in touch. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.